gentlemen, and now for the main event. Live from the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant, next to dumpster number 3, it's the Rocking Comedy Show! In this corner, weighing 9 pounds, 11 ounces, the human beatbox, the one, the only, Paul the Spaz Barraza! And in this corner, weighing more than 9 pounds, 11 ounces, the master of mirth, the lord of laughter, the undisputed champion of the world, and your host, Crazy Jay! It's the Rocking Comedy Show. Tonight, Crazy Jay and Paul will bring you special guests. Crazy news. I can't get behind that. And who knows what else these guys will come up with tonight. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
Thank you very much, Scott Scooter Deal, and welcome to part 2 of episode 156, Rebecca's birthday celebration. We've had a great show so far with Cashed Out and, of course, the boys of CUI, Rebecca's mom. We're having a lot of fun on this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show that I said, why not have another twofer? We had one last week, we're having one this week, and we've got great music ahead from Jerry Kay, as you heard at the end of part one. And also David J. Hartley is in the house, and Ross Wilkerson of the Third Degree is in the house. And we're going to be doing I Can't Get Behind That. There's a lot going on. But right now, the music of Roxy Gunn.
Feeding me, and now the book is closed, and I
listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's birthday time for Rebecca.
Yay.
It's her birthday show. Her actual birthday was yesterday, and I was excited because it was National Pretzel Day. And I was like, how can you get something as cool as that? And then my friend Deborah Wilson from Mad TV, it was her birthday yesterday too. So it's like a triple whammy.
I can't believe you didn't tell me it was National Pretzel Day. I'm so disappointed.
I thought that's why we were all getting together and celebrating yesterday, was because it was National Pretzel Day.
You didn't even bring me a goddamn pretzel.
Well, why you didn't bring me one? See, everybody should have had one.
It's my birthday.
But I found that out too late. I thought today was your birthday.
Becca, I think the question is, what kind of pretzel do you like?
I like the one with the hot dog in the middle.
Ooh. Is that right?
Of course she does.
They have pretzel ones with pretzels in it.
Oh, really?
Now, you are going to have to move a little closer, too, Mr. David Hartley there. Don't be afraid of the mic or Margaret.
The pretzel and the hot dog in the middle of the pretzel.
Yum. Sold.
All right, so we're going to do a little Garth Brooks. Everybody knows this song.
Everybody.
Even though Margaret says she doesn't. I have a feeling dancing is going to be happening here in a minute.
I can dance.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined my black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. I saw with surprise and the fear in his eyes. And I gave you a glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Graces, think I'll sip on down to the oasis. I got friends in low places.
Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower. You're living.
Jesus, I'll be okay.
And I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. Oh, I got friends in low places. Yeah, I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer. Chases my blues away,
and I'll
be okay. And I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I got friends and more places.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Happy birthday, Becca.
Thank you, baby. That was
now,
awesome.
Now, what you guys might not know is David J. Hartley has a big hit over there, overseas.
Yeah, got
how well is it doing?
I was on the charts for 7 weeks, and actually, I just got reviews back from 100 DJs, assorted DJs, radio stations, and magazines from all over the world. Norway, Austria, Australia. So I'm diving through that. Also had a radio station from Ireland contacted me, and I forwarded my CD to them, and they've got it on there right now.
So that's cool.
Got some movements.
Now, coming up this weekend, you have a gig at Sam Ash.
Yeah, I'm going to do an acoustic performance at 2 o'clock at Sam Ash, and then a CD signing. Yeah, so
that should be good. Just getting out there, man. You're all over the place.
That's good.
Let's go get it.
I didn't even hear of you until I met Trevor Jones.
It's all good, man. Now we know each other. That's right. That's the best.
He's being exposed.
Oh, that acoustic show you did last week was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping.
I stopped by on my way to Vamped to see Dangerous Curves. If you ever get a chance to see Carolyn from Dangerous Curves, it's worth checking out. But while I was there, there was this opening band, and I was like looking at the guitar player like, who the hell is this guy? Like, I could not place where I'd seen this guy, and I knew, you know, I've seen him 1,000 times in my lifetime. At the end of their set, they're like, give it up for Geddy Lee of Rush. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
You're kidding.
No, he was up there singing. And of course, like, they did a couple of Rush tunes, and it sounded really good. And I'm like, this guy obviously knows the shit. But Geddy Lee had blonde hair. Last time I seen him, he didn't have blonde hair.
Dark hair too.
Yeah, but he was hanging out. He was just hanging out in the back of the bar. So I went and, like, shook his hand and was like, dude, you're freaking amazing.
What is that? The Life Sin guy from Rush.
Huh?
What's his name?
Alex.
Alex.
Well, did he get arrested for, like, disorderly conduct not too long ago?
Probably.
Him and his son together.
But it's funny because the week before, when I was at Aces and Ales seeing Filthy Alibi, Steve Shaw was there from Styx.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's like just unreal. And then Thursday night when we were at the Beatles Love Show, freaking Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins was there. I mean, like, are you kidding?
Just out there.
Just out there wandering around.
Vegas,
freaking cool.
It's
Yeah, it was awesome. So
I don't know. Billy Corgan lost cool points about 15 years ago.
Well, it's still awesome to see him. Look,
Fat,
you don't
chubby.
Even like fucking Weezer, so shut
it's
up.
It's Weezer! Come on now! I'm never gonna
it's Weezer.
Realize it.
She's
Weezer
like, oh my god, more people like Weezer than I thought. You like Weezer, right? See?
Weezer sucks.
They don't suck. See? They don't suck.
When you see Jimmy Page with the Yardbirds, everything else is a little bit...
Oh, of course.
I know, but
Jimmy Page.
You can't be like, oh, I love Led Zeppelin. No, I like Weezer, too. I mean, come on.
Yes, you can, because music changes.
I mean, it could be a dirty little secret.
No, because music changes.
I like Britney Spears, I mean, but that's a dirty secret. I know it's bad.
I like Britney Spears,
too. I like Lady Gaga.
I like Lady Gaga, too.
Bad Romance, I think, on YouTube the other day.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Good music.
Yeah,
but Weezer isn't good music. That's just like, oh,
I
like Buddy Holly. What is that song?
That's not even the fucking words.
Well, it's close enough. It's fucking shit. It's fucking shit, Weezer. You suck.
It's horrible. Can you give us a little Led Zeppelin? I see on your list that you can do a little.
Can you play Margaritaville?
Thank You by Zeppelin.
Can you play Margaritaville?
I can do Give Going to California.
All right, that's cool. You don't have to do the whole thing, just a little
snippet.
Little
snippet.
Yeah.
Yes, this is entertain. All right. Becca Day.
You know the intro too. Too lazy to learn the intro. So I just go right.
Oh yeah, song. Led Zeppelin being your favorite band, you can't even take the time.
I just joined in.
Spend my day with a woman of kind. Hold myself.
Nice.
Snippet.
That's awesome.
I like it.
And that is nothing like fucking Weezer.
No, it's totally different stuff.
Yeah, that's called good music.
And so is Weezer.
No.
You're not going to win the argument. I don't care if it's your birthday.
Okay, I don't see Weezer's picture up there on the wall.
Okay, wait. For today?
Where's Weezer's picture on the wall?
Okay, but for today?
Where's Weezer's picture on the wall?
Just because they're not on the wall doesn't mean I don't like them.
Because they fucking suck.
No, they don't suck. For today, because it's your birthday, they suck. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we do a segment on the show called Can't Get Behind That. This is a little rant where if you have something on your mind that pisses you off in everyday life, is now your chance to rant. You'll get a feel of how it goes. Ross, you've listened to the show. You have an idea of how it goes. We're going to do this. We've got a couple. And once you hear how it goes, you can jump in. I'm sure there's got to be something. You live in Vegas. There's got to be something. And we'll be back to do it right after this.
Weezer suck.
Yeah. I'm from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Creepy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody. Got nothing in my pocket. They're all so beautiful and clean. When the housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
Beverly Hills.
get behind
and
that.
And I can't get behind my mom talking during our segment.
This is I Can't Get Behind That, where we come up with things that just really piss us off. And it's our time to share. And maybe there's other things out there that you can relate to. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You got yours?
I'm just tweeting.
Yeah, stop tweeting during the show, Rebecca.
I'm tweeting about...
You have people here for your fucking birthday, all you care about is Weezer fucking sucking, right?
Suck
you,
it,
you
Weezer.
You know what I can't get behind? You tweeting during the show.
I'm tweeting about the show.
I don't care. Don't tweet during the show.
All right. I'm ready, but you go first. You like
I just
to
received
off.
Your tweet. Let me see what it says. Let me see if it was even worth tweeting.
Well, I was trying to tag other people.
Rebecca recording the rocking comedy show.
I was trying, but I couldn't find Gooch. I know I added him.
Well, whatever. I can't get behind Gooch. All right, we're going to get things started. Very interesting website I heard about the other day that was created right here in Sin City. You're probably going to go right to the laptop and investigate it. Uh-oh. I'm almost positive. It's called whatsyourprice.com.
Oh, is that the dating website?
This is the dating website. Oh, a website created in Vegas for dating. And you get to ask the person on the website how much they would spend to go on a date with you from the ranges of $5 to $200. When the person agrees to the price that you go on for that date, that's what they get paid. So this company, whatsyourprice.com, like if you see a girl online that you like and you say, how much would you go on a date with me? She says, $100. They pay your first date. They pay her $100 to go on a date with you. And vice versa, if a girl sees a guy they like, they can be paid to go on this date.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, they're all ugly, I'm sure. And if I'm getting paid more than $100.
And the guy that created the website was on the news, and he said they did a survey before they did the website, and they took a picture of fairly ugly guys and girls and put them in this room and showed them pictures and said, would you ever go out on a date with this person? And they said no. And they said, would you go out on a date with this person if you were paid to? And they said, and they said yes. Well, so, that's fucking common sense. You know, like, I just think I really, really, the website.
They get all their money from advertising.
You don't be afraid of the mic. You gotta talk.
They get their money from advertising.
Well, sure they do, but I don't know if I can get behind the website.
I mean, it's same thing with Walmart. I just would rather pay double to not go there. So I'd rather just not get paid to not go with your ugly ass. I'll just sit my broke ass at home.
I like Big Lots myself.
Big Lots.
Not as big as scary people there.
Yeah, I can't get behind that.
I mean, I'm all up for it, but I mean, it's just, I mean, the girl's going to be sitting here, like, tapping her finger on the watch. All right, is this shit over with? Because you're disgusting. Yeah. And where are they going to take you? They've already spent $100. Oh, my gosh. And it's going to be obvious. Like, they see you with, like, this really trolly-looking dude, and they're like, oh, whatsyourprice.com?
And that happens anyway. Somebody's like, even if the guy's not even remotely attractive, but the girl is like, how much did she cost you? $36 from this guy down on the strip. We don't need that website. Just go down there and pay $36.
Well, I mean, I hope they're not expecting to get laid for $100. Make it 2.
It's just for the...
But I only want to spend 15 minutes with you, and I don't want to go to dinner.
All right, Rebecca.
All right. I've seen this huge trend is pretty girls with a ton of tattoos. What? I mean, I saw the prettiest girl at the gym the other day, and then working out, everything, and then just tattoo on her neck and on her arm. I'm like... You know what? I got a couple tattoos, whatever's cool, you're cool, I got some tattoos, but I mean, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, honestly, you were actually pretty. What did you do to yourself? Why do you think that you need to have, I mean, leave all the tattoos for the ugly girls. You know, so they can be hardcore and think they're cool. Yeah, I mean, leave all the tattoos for the ugly girls. That's all I'm saying.
She doesn't know she's pretty.
Oh, this bitch knows she's pretty. She's at the gym on the Stairmaster. She's like this big. She's got all pink, got her extensions in.
She still doesn't know she's pretty.
Well, I mean, I don't think she's real time pretty, but she's pretty enough to not have all those goddamn tattoos. Oh, she's at the gym, huh? I sound like a mom. Oh, hey, no sidebar.
Tattoos do nothing for me.
You're going to have to get the mic.
What is
closer.
Up? These musicians are scared of the mic. Yeah. You can actually, well,
actually
you
take
can
it
pull
out of
your
the
chair
and hold it. Don't no, be scared no. of it. There you go.
Actually, when you do that.
There you go.
I prefer this guy.
There you go. Every week. Every week, these people. I can't get behind musicians that don't know how to talk into a mic.
I know. And like, this is Trevor. He's like taking the mic and messing with it, like static. I'm like, hold it still. Let's do this.
You know, that's Miss the High Energy.
That's right.
Miss, did you call him Miss High Energy? Trevor, you hear that? He called
you
Miss High Energy.
He sure is pretty from the back.
But you know what? Maybe a couple of tattoos, but I'm telling you, I see more girls
like
with
the
sleeves.
And yeah.
I mean, honestly.
It's too much.
Save that for the ugly chicks that need to decorate their skin because they don't have anything else to talk about. Like, hey, your face is butt ugly, but I love your tats. You know, save that for the ugly chicks. That's all I got to say.
They should get a tattoo of a pretty face. So you can't get behind that.
I can't get behind it.
All right, Ross. You got one?
I can't get behind drivers on the freeway lately.
Oh.
Seems like
every week.
Really?
Every week.
I get on the freeway and the guy's going like 35 miles an hour in the fast lane. And then I get the armada of slow going
right.
Where they stagger so you can't get around them.
Oh, yeah. They don't want you to go anywhere. They're not going anywhere and they don't want you to go anywhere.
And it's always at like 2 in the afternoon. Don't they have jobs? I work nights, so I can say this.
They're probably high.
I guess. Old retired guys. You know?
They're probably going to meet their fucking connect.
I have a golf game to get to.
Maybe they're going to this trip to pick up the date that they just paid for.
Yeah. And their Nissan Sentra.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Jesus.
That might be it. That's what I can't get behind this week.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You only got. We'll get. I know you got another one. We'll get.
We'll come
to
back
it.
To
Jerry?
It. I can't get behind the final discovery of Barack Obama's birth certificate.
What do you mean the final discovery?
They finally found it.
Well, I mean, they finally...
What do you mean, how did he not have it?
They've shown it for two
well, they,
before.
Well, this is the first time, you know, he's had a press conference about it and everything. And, you know, yeah. Come on, get real.
Well, I mean, I gotta say, if you don't have a birth certificate, I mean, I know he's born in the States, but if you don't have a birth certificate, how did he become president?
Believe me, the Electoral College would never let anybody run.
Well, they wouldn't. I mean, obviously, they had to have knowledge of it.
Absolutely ridiculous that he had to show
it. All those fucking teabaggers. I don't like to call them tea partiers. I like to call them teabaggers on all their bullshit because they listen to people like Glenn Beck and all that kind of. And I'm glad he's. I can get behind the fact he lost his show, Glenn Beck.
Oh, he lost his show?
Thank God.
He's got like 2 months left. They're not renewing it, so.
Why don't they just cut him off now?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So don't listen to any more crazy talk.
That would be what I can't get behind. Necessarily.
See, look,
yeah.
The mic.
See,
the
you
mic
were
look.
You were supposed to hold on to it after that
but
point.
I got an idea. Why don't you just move your chair close? Don't touch it. No. Musicians can't. Look, musicians can't touch mics in here because they can't. They don't have to do it. Look, all that noise now.
I like
slide your chair forward.
Down from the ceiling.
Speak
good,
into
then.
It. There you go. There.
I have nothing else to say. I think I've said it on you.
Mic session 101. Yeah. David?
Yeah, just in general, the news. I just can't get behind the news. It's just repetitious of just nothing but
bad.
They sensationalism?
Nothing. They have nothing
just,
to say.
Just no. News in general. I mean, I don't necessarily.
I never watch it, so.
I don't either.
Yeah,
it's too
say
it's
news.
It's not
general,
good for your health.
Get behind, period.
It is.
All right, Margaret.
Well, this pertains to my job, but I just get so pissed that a passenger doesn't know how to lean in so I can pass them. I mean, it's just a normal thing. I just won't get by. They just can't lean in. I don't get it.
I've lost faith in all the human race. That reason alone.
Margaret, next time I travel, I promise.
Lean in. Should I give a demonstration? Don't stick your stomach out. Turn around and lean in between the seats. Not in front of the seat because you can't lean in on the seat. I mean, it's what is with this? It's simple. You ask them to lean in, they turn around and stick their stomach out. I haven't figured it out.
People are stupid.
Tell me about it.
What do you,
their brains in their suitcase.
What do you want them to lean in for again?
Because I got to pass them.
Oh, you got to pass them.
I might have an emergency going on. I got to get by them. And I can even tell them I got an emergency. Get out of
she
my way.
She usually has massive diarrhea.
Is that airplane food?
Yes,
is it China food?
It's just an excuse to get into that bathroom for the Mile High Club.
Warning, your flight attendant can't open that door from the outside.
My next one that I can't get behind is junk mail. It is ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I hate junk mail, especially my mailbox is really, really small, so it seems there's more junk mail than there is actual mail.
Snail mail?
Yeah, just regular junk mail, not spam.
Not email junk mail.
Just regular.
That's getting out of hand, too, though.
That is, too. But, you know, sometimes I need to know if there's pills to help me get a big pee.
You never know.
No, but I'm saying there's so much. And I've even asked the mail lady, is there any way you can stop giving it to me? No, we have to give it to you. And it's a total I think they even did an episode of that on Seinfeld where Kramer absolutely refused to take the junk mail.
Yeah.
I've told him, I've literally gone to my mailbox and taken out all the bills and all the mail that I need, and I've left the junk mail in there.
They won't take it.
And I've let it actually get to the point where she's left a note going, your mailbox is full. She gave me one of those U.S. Post Office, the white boxes, the bin, full of nothing but junk mail that was in my box. I have two of those collected now. When I get to the third, I'm going to the post office when they're closed, and I'm leaving it in their front door. And I've taken off every single one that has my name and address on it, so they don't know who did it. And then when I'm like, what are we supposed to do with this? I don't want it. I've asked you to stop.
Well, they paid to...
Why don't you put return to sender on it?
But I think you should really be able to... I think there should be a system, and you go to the post office and say, I really don't want this.
It, you know what? Like you can do with phone calls, with a solicitation phone calls.
They do have it, but you have to write in.
Opt out. You probably got to fill out, umpteen government,
It'd probably just be easier to throw it away.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, the amount that you get.
I know.
Yeah, it's good recycling.
I can't get behind that.
Okay, this one is people that can't handle the truth. God damn it. How many people in this past week have asked me something and I've given them my God's honest answer and they're like, what? But the funniest one is a certain girl that rhymes with the word fawn who came on the show. She had tits like a roadmap. Anyways, she asked me...
What she means by that...
Try to get the picture.
She has this blue vein that runs through her tits. And I could never take my eyes off of it. Not that she had attractive tits. It was just this blue vein. And it was like, on a road map, the little blue road that tells you which way to go.
Interstate.
Wow, that ended up at a dead end, actually.
Dead end of Loserville. Anyways, one day she asked me, we were watching Sex and the City, and she's like... Do you think Samantha, or no, which is, who's the ugly one? Do you think Miranda, it looks younger than me? And I was like, yeah. She got so mad. I'm like, dude, she's 10 years younger than you, and she's a millionaire. She can afford plastic surgery. I didn't say she was prettier than you. I just said she looked younger than you. Because you're 50, and she's 40. So that was just
and a crime. Prettier.
And,
and you asked me a question, and I answered
people,
it.
And you know, if you don't want, and they get offended when I give them, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just, you know me. I'm brazen. I'm to the point. There's no faking it here, And you knew what you're gonna get when you asked me. And I mean, more than one time, you don't like this. Well, what? That's rude. What? My opinion is now rude. Listen, if you can't handle the fucking truth, don't ask me.
There you go, man.
I can't get behind that. Yes.
Yes.
And cheap.
You're next. Next pass. I'll come back to this.
And remember, get close to the mic. It's your friend.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe if you're nice, I'll show you how Rebecca treats a mic at the Anthony Cool Show.
Oh, wow.
What can I get behind?
Dead air.
Dead air.
We can always come back to you.
Well, there was, David's been through this. If you're an open mic and you're supposed to do three songs, and you get somebody gets up there and does four and then five songs, just doesn't know when to quit. Because the host is, preoccupied talking to some of the other musicians, I can't get behind that. I mean, they know how many songs they're allowed to play, and there's a lot of people behind them waiting to play. So,
or the excessive talking between their songs?
That too, telling the story about everything.
That's when I like to just go, boo, boo.
I'm not going to mention which one I've been to recently, but the female that was hosting it thought it was appropriate to bang on her congas during every song. Like, she was the host, but she felt she needed to play with all the performers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we know. We know who that is, right? Yeah.
I understand the idea.
Sounds like Moosey.
Could that be Susie? I would tell Susie to shut the fuck up.
And this is the great, because I went with Trevor last Thursday, right? So for 2 hours solid, she's sitting there, you know, banging the congas. She goes, I can't play anymore. My hands hurt. My hands hurt. Right? She'd sit out one song and she'd come back and start banging. I go, I thought your motherfucking hands hurt. Like, sit down. She's like, they're going to be so big tomorrow morning. Well, stop playing. Like, and then she'd go to play guitar and she's like, nah, it just hurts too much. And then she's playing a song. I think it was Sympathy for the Devil. She starts a song, says it hurt her hands too much, so she was going to go back to playing the drums. Started the song completely over.
I can't get behind people that can't get a clue.
Yeah, I just can't get behind that. So I agree. Open mic. Three songs done. Yeah.
I can't get behind Redbox expecting me to return the movie in one day.
That's why Netflix is so great.
Yeah,
they don't care if you've had it a month. They don't care.
I like getting exercise getting up.
At least they give you till 9. I don't remember till 8.
Well, Netflix, if you get the ones that get delivered to your mailbox, that's your exercise. If you're streaming it through your Xbox and shit, you're screwed.
I can't get behind that little pink plastic bag that comes with all the advertisements in it. I don't want that shit.
What are you talking about?
You never heard about it? It's this bag, and it's got all the advertisements.
Jay, getting your mail.
When I leave,
where?
It's gone. They throw it out on your... What right do they have to put anything on my property? You're not allowed
to put anything. What the fuck are you talking about, crazy lady?
It's a bag that comes with all these advertisements.
What bag? Where?
I think Jay's leaving all of his mail that he doesn't want at your mother's house.
Is this at your house?
Yes, everybody. Where do they put it? In a bag.
Where do they put it?
They throw it on your driveway like the newspaper.
And it's like, for gay advertisement.
What the fuck did that with a pink bag with all this shit?
It's always a pink bag it's in.
Is this for lesbians?
I have no idea, but they have no right to put anything on my property, but they do.
I'm going to shoot them next time.
Damn pink bag.
But you know what it does? Bang. It lets everybody know I'm not there, and I don't want them to know I'm not at home. So, what right do you have to put that on my
property?
Wow,
she's really fired up. How come she didn't come up with that first?
I know, she had to think about
that. Yeah,
because
that other lean-in is really worse than the plastic bag.
Oh, my goodness.
No, don't you get it here?
No,
no
pink bags.
No.
Do you get advertisements that are thrown out on Sunday?
Not in a pink bag, though.
It's
just stuffing in the mailbox.
We get those yellow bags that, you put your crap in for the vets.
Well, no, this is advertisement, and I want to know why they think they can put on my property. I'm going to sue them
You go ahead and do that.
Oh, I think I know what she's talking about. They put a little magazine in it, it hooks to the door.
And they
get them, Margaret. Get them.
But it's just in a little plastic sack.
Yeah.
And it hangs on your doorknob.
No, they throw it. Oh, like a paper.
So it's newspapers.
No soliciting I pay a lot of bucks to have no soliciting.
Well, then you're supposed to find out who's delivering that, and then you can call your HOA.
Yeah, look
at call my HOA and say, I want it stopped now, and I mean that.
I pay my dues.
I told him he still haven't stopped. I mean,
stop paying your dues.
Believe me, when you stop paying your dues, they take your house. They do.
Yeah, HOA.
Right, you live in one of those old people residents. She does. She lives in one of those
55 and older.
Old people residents.
Yeah, we won't have any kids. No kids. Thank you, Jesus. No plastic cars outside. No swing sets.
Just a bunch
no
of
basketball.
Pink plastic.
Just
everywhere.
A bunch of pink plastic.
All right. Next.
I don't have any more after that.
Well, I've got one. I cannot get behind why we can euthanize animals but not people.
Do you see Spaz anywhere?
If you had a little retarded brother, why can't you just euthanize them? Like, instead of all that.
Because they're fun to fuck with.
I think people should be able to be euthanized.
Absolutely.
You can in Brussels.
Really?
Yes, and also in Amsterdam. It's your choice.
Oh, you can do
anything
in Amsterdam.
You just have to be able to take the juice.
Oh, no, no.
Anything goes in Amsterdam.
Wait, no, assisted suicide. I'm talking about, yeah, euthanize. Like,
same thing.
Oh, just
isn't that like old
take a shotgun to your brother's head,
though? Choice, like retards.
They can make your choice, drink it or not.
Oh, you can drink the drink a juice?
Yeah, drink a juice. That's
a juice,
what I'm
it'll
do.
Kill you?
Yep.
That sounds
that's amazing.
Choice. I wonder if there's like
you have to be able to lift the glass though. That's a requirement by the
so if you're paralyzed,
government.
Can they put it in your mouth?
No. So that's why you have to do it before you get paralyzed.
Yeah, can they give you one of the straws?
Now, that I don't know about, but I do know that you're required to drink it by yourself. There can be no assistance involved.
Is there some kind of eye drops that you can kill yourself with?
I wish I had some right now.
My eyes are burning.
Or was that a dream that I had? I don't know.
That's a good movie. That'd be a good movie. They were killing all the people with eye drops.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it. Excellent. All right.
Oh, you're out of Visine? Oh, I got you covered.
I got you
covered. Oh, gosh. Like,
now you're
euthanized.
Dead.
Well, yeah, now you're dead.
Anyways, I can't get behind why euthanasia is only for animals.
You have one, Ross? Come on. You got to give us one more.
Okay. I'm going to go back to the topic of open mics. Two things. I can't get behind the people that go to open mics and get on stage and go, what am I going to play?
Yeah, that...
Anybody...
Especially
any
when you have 20, 30 minutes before you get called to go up there.
Right? He's like seventh on the list. And he still doesn't know what the hell he's going to play.
Before you play.
So I always tell him the Immigrant Song. Like, what should I play? Play the Immigrant Song. Play it. What I can get behind... This backfired on me one night. Same thing happened. It was at Palace Station when they used to do open mics. And this hot drummer chick came on stage and she's like, what should we play? And I said, the Immigrant Song.
Was that Susie Homewrecker?
It might have been. And she fucking rocked out the Immigrant Song. She's like, oh, okay, Zeppelin, no problem. And sang it like Zeppelin. So that's what I can get behind, what I can't get behind.
Right.
Well, don't you think it's just, that shot the shit out of me. If you think it's a weak host when someone's rambling and they don't know what to do, that's just the sign of a weak host of an open night.
I think you should just get biblical on them, and when they say they don't know what they're going to play, you stone them.
Yeah.
Everybody starts throwing stones, cabbage.
Be prepared, tuned up, and ready with your set. Yeah.
That's right, something.
Just like Blues Brothers.
Exactly, we play both kinds of music here, country
and
western.
Well, did you hear about the kid, I think it was 2 weeks ago, in Oregon at a open mic jam session? He went up on stage and started doing a song, and he literally killed himself. He stabbed himself on stage.
Wow.
And people thought it was part of the performance. Nobody went up and helped him until it was, like, too late. And apparently, he had wrote suicide letters and everything about...
I think that's awesome.
Right.
That's,
I mean,
like
what a way to... And that's what they thought it was. That's what the whole audience thought that it was. But apparently, this kid had been... Like, he had had some trauma for quite some time.
Yeah, to his chest.
You know exactly. How I feel about suicide and murder and euthanasia.
Yeah, just thin in the numbers. Just thin
Let's
the
just
numbers.
End the human race now.
Just thin the numbers.
Don't right, worry. Right, New World Order is taking
right,
care
Jerry,
of that right
last
now.
Last one. Make it good.
Oh, man.
Oh, for
this
fun.
Is your last one. Come on. You got to have one about golfing or tennis or fucking being retired,
tennis.
Having no hair. I mean, come on. There's got to be something.
Jerry's an amazing golfer, by the way.
Well, yeah, I can't get behind golfers these days. I mean, they call themselves golfers, but they won't replace divots. They won't repair ball marks. They'll hit into you, you know. And the one that really gets me is these people that come out, you know, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, and they want to get 18 in, and they just pass everybody. You know, you're on a hole, and they just go around you without even asking you. You know, being because the game is supposed to be for gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not doing it very gentlemanly.
That's why you don't play at public courses.
Well, that's why I only play on a weekday, because you don't have these assholes on a weekday usually. You know, there's a lot of them on
a
weekend.
I thought the whole point of golf was to have the divot replacer and the special shoes and this to use all the accoutrements because, you know, it's so silly.
Nice, beautiful word.
So.
Well, you know, I was impressed that golf actually stood. Like, there was... The reason why they called it golf was
gentlemen only,
ladies
forbidden.
Yeah, yes, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But what happened to that fucking rule?
Well, they had to have someone
money.
For the beer cart.
Money,
all about money.
Money. It's all about the bottom line, just like everything in this country.
They let assholes on, they let chicks, what else?
Yeah, what's next? Dogs.
Young punks, musicians.
Black people. Everybody's.
All right, David, last one.
Yeah, I just ain't got it, brother. I don't know. There's nothing there.
So everything in the world is right with you?
I'm all right. I'm a professional lover.
I think you should hate something.
Nah, I'm a lover.
You hate negative people. That's what you hate.
No, I can allow them.
All right.
That's disturbing.
Margaret, do you have one last? I can't
one
give you
last one. I just can't abide by senators working 4 years and getting retirement for the rest of their life and insurance. It's just can't abide by it.
I would go with that. That's a good one. Margaret,
well, I wanted to say something about it, but
that's great to end with.
But I think that our servicemen and women should.
Absolutely.
I'm with that.
Absolutely.
I'm with that.
They put their life on the line.
They should get insurance for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
So I can't get behind that.
That's nice. We're going to take a break, and we'll finish up when we come
back. Oh, wait. And don't forget, join us on Twitter at Rockin' Comedy.
And Screwbecca.
S-C-R-U-B-E-K-A-H.
That's right. And also check out ZipFizz.
Crazy J 27. Because it's famous in the comedy world.
Shut up, all right, bitch.
Something to eat. Now I passed up all the chain franchise joints on Hamburger Row and stopped at a little greasy spoon place I always eat at called Eat. Sit and go. Get you one of those greasy hamburgers all peppered up, lay you up in the hospital for 10 days. So I ordered me up a couple of them grease bombs. Waitress brought them over, lifted up the bun, checked them out. Damn, no ketchup. So I nudged the guy sitting next to me at the counter. I said, hey, partner, how about passing the ketchup over? Suddenly, this little bitty green hand holding a ketchup bottle came into view. And I freaked. Because the guy sitting next to me was a Martian. No Martian, not at 2:30 in the morning, and certainly not at a fine scarfing establishment like Eat. Well, he was sitting over there with a bunch of colored sticks on his plate, and I looked over at him and I said, what you eating there, boy? Crayons? He said,
why no, they're Martian cigarettes. Here, try one.
Well, about half hour later, he looked over at me and smiled. Them old Martians ain't got but two teeth in their head. And he said,
how do you feel?
And I said, well.
Said rock and roll, and rock.
upside down. I don't have much, but I got a plan. Slow down a minute, try to understand. I think I got something that'll make you wanna stay downtown. Well, my suit's done with more Nobu. And 21 says we beg you. It's a parking lot on the LIE. Hey, hey, Linda, let's stay in tonight. I stole people from the neighbors and I've got great metal on ice. We can order pizza from my body. Dance all night, whatever you please. Hey, hey, Linda, let's stay in tonight. Show movies, it'll be alright. Play strip, scramble, I just don't care what we do. I know you wanna get your cabin head uptown. Crawl inside a bottle and get upside down. All I'm trying to say is that I wanna be alone with you. Well, Caroline says they're busy. The radio room won't miss me. Do you wanna be stuck all night on the BQB?
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. Hey!
Yes!
Take some Zip Fizz.
Welcome back.
That's what it's for. You can use it tomorrow. Use it whenever.
You can put it in a beer.
Whenever you need to make your pussy feel peppy, as Rebecca likes to say, go ahead. Use that.
Instead of feminine douche, you should use that.
Use it as a suppository if you would like.
Do not place.
When you're having that not so fresh feeling, you want to
Zip Fizz.
Yeah, if you'd like to smell like, you know, lemonade, pink lemonade, and Flintstone vitamins. Somebody complains about your pussy, put that shit in there. Or your asshole.
Shmagma.
Yeah, yeah.
Some from under. Throw some Zip Fizz on that.
Whatever you want to use it for.
Ooh, I wonder if it make it mix it with a little shmagma. Give you like a smoothie.
Nice.
Every week I know the executives of Zip Fizz is like, why are we sponsoring this? Because it's going to skyrocket. Because
now someone's buying it.
We're going to have to just come up with a bunch of YouTube videos of different ways that we've used YouTube.
Right.
Hey, that we take it really with the Famunda cheese out of my dick. Also known as shmagma.
I've
we
got
call
99
that
uses.
The Zip Fizz smoothie.
I have 99 uses for Zip Fizz, but drinking it ain't one.
We call this Zip Fizz douche.
All of a sudden, they're going to send me an email. I'm like, I didn't know we were supposed to drink it.
I mean, where down here does it say drink?
Yeah, it says add water. Well, I've
it
put
says it says energy mix. I mean, I don't know about you, but my pussy's pretty tired. Wake up, bitch!
The stories her pussy was telling at the Anthony Cool show was unbelievable.
Oh my god!
Did you ever show your mom that video?
Oh no,
Margaret. Before you leave.
Hey.
It's going to be featured on the new website that launches in May. Rebecca's experience at the Anthony Cool show, because he was on the show and she said that she couldn't be hypnotized.
Oh.
We went to the show and
really?
She lost that motherfucking bet.
Nice.
Yeah, I stayed sober too.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. That's how she learned all of her mic techniques.
I like to be humiliated every week on the show. Over and over and over.
You're such a professional.
This is.
That's your auto tune.
It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be so good.
This song, I'll auto tune out.
Turn it up, dude. Is this Freedom Rock?
Yeah, that's right,
mate. Wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love.
But there are
tonight.
So many people in this world that are jealous.
Oh, they're envious.
I mean, I got auto.
I want to be on the 44th floor putting zip fizz up my cooch and
getting auto-tuned
for free.
I want a smoothie.
Yeah, I want a smoothie.
I want a smoothie. A zip fizz smoothie.
I want to date Margaret. What the fuck?
Black ventriloquist shit. Mile High Club shit. Lean back.
Heroin and shit.
Man.
Put me on the plane,
live
Mom.
The life.
I'm telling you, they should remake the Golden Girls right now. Using Margaret.
Absolutely. I see this. I see it.
Awesome. All right, Ross.
When life imitates reality.
I got a brand new song for you guys. Hot off the presses.
Huh? Yeah, it's like right. The iPad.
2 years old. 2 days old. It's called Animus. See if you guys like it. It goes a little something like this.
The day friendship born from a simple hand exchange, when one benevolent display, yeah, freedom swap for receipt in the grand parade. Choice is mine, I can put it down any day. Choice is mine, I can put my life out on display. Choice is mine, I don't mind what people have to say. Choice is mine, I just don't know how to walk away. Help me walk away, yeah. More good times on the way. Thumbs and photographs, evidence of escapades. Sometimes I think that it might change. No chance for pardon, no possible escape, yeah. Choice is mine, I can put it down any day. Choice is mine, I can put my life out on display. Choice is mine, I don't mind what people have to say. Choice is mine, I just don't know how to walk away. Help me walk away. Drawn in more every day. Stockholm.
Stockholm syndrome with a digital face. Yeah, I love your glow. I love the things you say. I'll trade my life for your warmth just about any day. Choice is mine. I can put it down any day. Choice is mine. Is mine. I just don't know how to walk away. How to walk away. How to walk away, yeah. How to walk away.
Margaret, put your shirt back on.
Mom, quit drooling.
Oh my God, he's fantastic, huh?
Oh,
who
sweet.
Threw those panties at him anyway?
I think that was Zip Fizz. Was that a smoothie?
Oh.
Oh, it's all over.
Awesome. That's a good song, man.
Thanks, man.
It's awesome.
I was.
Still don't know why you didn't win Battle of the Bands.
Hey, you know how the music business works. It's all who you know and
who you
blow.
Know. Right, Rebecca?
Oh, yeah, or who you fuck.
Yeah, she was in the music business. She knows.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I worked for all the big three.
Nice.
Three of the big... Now there's only four left, right?
Right. Mm. They're slowly crumbling.
Well, they're slowly merging. What are you talking about? Or not slowly. They're just merging.
Yeah. Secretly.
No, they're together.
They're pretty much out of the closet. Yeah, sorry.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Well, it has been fun. Jerry, you're definitely going to have to come back when Spaz is here, because sure. He loves to do the covers and show off his talent.
We love it.
And shit like that. But
doing backflips.
Yeah. And you have a gig coming up, too, not just the Sam Ash.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, House of Blues, May 5th.
Are you doing the acoustic soul, or you do your own?
No, I have a whole band, but yeah, this acoustic strip with Michael Soli.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you inside, or are you out?
At the the cafe, the restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
And what day is that again?
It's Thursday, May 5th, 8 o'clock at Cinco de Mayo.
You have
it's
a website? Good.
Yes, www.
What day is Cinco de Mayo?
Thursday,
May 5th.
May 5th. Huh. Yeah. www.davidjhartley.net.
And you're also on Facebook.
Oh yeah, davidjhartley.net. I'm starting to tweet. Yes.
We're twatting.
Starting to twat and tweet.
Yes, Zipfizz knows all about your twatting.
It's peppy.
But yeah, check
fizzy
that
goodness.
As well. Tweet me at David J. Hartley.
Fizzy goodness.
Fizzy.
My pussy's peppy.
Nice. And you have any gigs coming up?
I have a ton of gigs coming up, actually. This Friday, we're playing at...
No, I don't care where. I just asked if you did. No, I'm just kidding.
No plugs here, damn it.
Yeah, where are they at?
We're playing at the Brass Lounge Friday at 9 o'clock till midnight. It's going to be a three-hour show, just us, the Third Degree. The next night, Saturday, it's tentative. We might play on the big stage, Las Vegas Country Saloon. And from there, next Friday after that, May 6th, we're playing at the Goldmine Tavern. It's a Friday night, same setup, 9 o'clock.
Newly remodeled.
Newly remodeled. It's supposed to be really awesome. I haven't seen it since they did the place, so it's our return show to the Goldmine, so to speak. So
nice.
May 6th from 9 until midnight. Come check us out.
First weekend in June.
Can't beat it.
Desert Fest.
Yeah. Be there awesome. Too.
It's going to be fun. Jerry,
you like sweat and music.
That's right. Where men go to be men and, you know, collect schmegma.
With each other?
No, not with each other. Just so that we can give it to you. And so you can make some Zipfizz sandwiches.
Some Zipfizz smoothies.
Well, you can also, I think, you know, use it for spread.
Oh, delicious.
Jerry, you got anything coming up besides golf and tennis?
Golf, tennis, and a couple open mics, a week. That's about it.
Yeah. Where's the best place to do open mic?
I like Brentwood on Warm Springs Road, Jake Quigley, and Michelle.
Do they still do it at Scoundrels?
No, I don't think so.
I like when they do it in my den.
And then what's some other good ones?
Money Plays, that's been going on for like...
Yeah, Money Plays with Ann
Donahue, yeah.
I mean, she's awesome. I mean, I always like to go support her from time to time. I can't afford to go to all the open mics every week, you know?
Right. It's good stuff.
There's a few others also, a Gibson artist showcase that I've done. They were at the Blue Martini. I think they moved to Dick's...
There's
a place up on off of 15 in Craig, I believe.
Oh, Whiskey Dicks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Matera. Yeah, he's a great, good friend. Great artist.
That's good. Yeah, you guys got to... If you guys are coming in town and you want to see some of these people that play on the show, definitely the open mics that can be found if they're not having city gigs anywhere. Well, it's been about Rebecca today and Rebecca's mom.
Thank you, guys. What a great birthday.
But we're going to wrap up with a song you need to do because my dad's a huge Buddy Holly fan.
Oh, well, all right.
I hope it's not a Weezer song.
No, I said Buddy Holly, the artist, not the fucking song by the worst band in the world. And I'm only saying
also
that today because
it's
your fucking birthday.
Oh my God, wouldn't it be funny if you and I just fucking duked it out?
I will knock you the fuck out if you don't shut up right now.
I actually didn't even know that Buddy Holly did this song. He wrote it, I guess.
Yeah.
But then I heard it when Blind Faith did it. Remember Blind Faith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember
Yeah. Okay. It's called Well All Right. Well, alright, so I'm being foolish. Well, alright, let people know that those dreams and wishes that we wish in the night when lights are low. Well, alright, well, alright, well, we'll live and love with all our might. So I'm going steady. Well, alright, let people say that those foolish kids can't be ready for the love that comes their way. Well, alright, well, alright, well, we'll live and love with all our might. Well, so I'm being foolish. Well, alright, let people know that those dreams and wishes that we wish in the night when lights are low. Well, alright, well, alright, well, we'll live and love with all our might. Well, alright, well, all right, our lifetime love will be all right. Yeah, our lifetime love will be all right. Yeah, our lifetime love will be all right. Yeah, our lifetime love will be all right.
Very nice.
Well, all right.
That's going to do it for this week. Coming up next week on the Rockin' Comedy Show, Leaving Springfield. Yay. Those guys are badass. It's been about 2 years since they've been on the show, so it's going to be awesome to have them, plus Publin' Drought. If you guys want to rock out to some Irish music, those guys are pretty badass. And they'll be back next week, and so will Spaz.
Yay. And, of course, you want to follow us on Twitter.
Rockin'
Comedy. CrazyJ27. And Skrbecka. S-C-R-U-B-E-K-A.
That's right.
S-C-R-U-B-E-K-A.
And drink some Zip Fizz.
And drink some, or whatever.
Snort it.
Whatever you want to do with it.
Whatever, yeah.
Sprinkle it on your private.
Look, the important message here is buy the shit, all right, and do whatever you want with it.
I wouldn't suggest putting it in your eyeballs.
No.
No, other that could than that, be the... do whatever you make makes you happy. You know what? It's the perfect size to maybe put in a gun instead of
a bullet.
Or no, what do they call those things?
Shotgun
not
shells.
Bullets.
Huh? Shotgun shells.
Shotguns.
Maybe we should put that in Spaz's airsoft gun and shoot him with Zip-Fizz containers.
Nice.
Anyway, guys, we'll be back with another show next week.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a 15-round knockout, the winner and still champion of the world, Crazy This has been the Rockin' Comedy Show, brought to you this week by the number G and the letter 4. As you leave tonight, don't forget to buckle up and drive safe. Join Jay and Paul again next week when they'll welcome more special guests, more music, more comedy, and more I Can't Get Behind That. Thank you very much, and have a good night.